Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've pressed play on this one because States of Matter is one of those topics that looks simple on the surface, but it's absolutely packed with marks that candidates throw away every single year. And today, we're going to make sure that's not you. We're covering AQA GCSE Physics Specification 0.4.3.2, the Particle Model of Matter. This topic shows up in paper one, and it connects to energy, pressure, and even atomic structure. So getting this nailed is genuinely worth your time. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to describe the three states of matter using precise particle language, explain what's actually happening on a heating curve, calculate density confidently, and dodge the most common mistakes that cost candidates marks. Let's get into it. Let's start with the particle model itself. Everything around you, your desk, the water in your bottle, the air you're breathing, is made of particles. And those particles behave very differently depending on what state of matter they're in. In a solid, particles are closely packed together in a regular, ordered lattice. They don't move around freely. They vibrate in fixed positions. The forces between them are strong. That's why solids have a definite shape and a definite volume. Think of a grid of people standing shoulder to shoulder, barely moving, just gently swaying on the spot. In a liquid, particles are still closely packed, and this is really important. Examiners want you to say closely packed or touching for liquids, not far apart, but they're in an irregular arrangement, so they can flow and slide past each other. The forces are weaker than in a solid. Liquids have no fixed shape. They take the shape of their container, but they do have a fixed volume. In a gas, particles are far apart with large spaces between them. They move rapidly in random directions with a range of speeds. The forces between gas particles are negligible, essentially zero. Gases have no fixed shape and no fixed volume. They fill whatever container they're in. Now, here's a mark-winning detail for gas particles. AQA specifically wants you to say they move in random directions with a range of speeds. Not all the same speed, a range. That phrase earns you a mark. Right, let's talk about internal energy. This is where a lot of candidates get confused, so listen carefully. Internal energy is defined as the sum of the total kinetic energy and potential energy of all the particles in a system. Every single particle has both kinetic energy from its movement and potential energy from its position relative to other particles. Add all of those up across every particle, and that's the internal energy. When you heat a substance, you're increasing its internal energy. But here's the key. The way the energy is stored changes depending on whether the substance is changing temperature or changing state. When temperature rises, like when you're heating a solid before it melts, the particles move faster. Their kinetic energy increases. Temperature is literally a measure of the average kinetic energy of the particles. But when a substance is changing state, like melting or boiling, the temperature stays constant. Look at a heating curve, those flat sections. The temperature isn't rising, so the kinetic energy isn't increasing. Instead, the energy is being used to break the intermolecular bonds between particles. This increases the potential energy of the particles, not the kinetic energy. This is the single most tested idea in this whole topic. If you see a flat section on a heating curve and you're asked to explain it, you must say, energy is being used to break intermolecular bonds, increasing the potential energy of the particles, while kinetic energy and therefore temperature remain constant. Now let's look at the state changes themselves. Melting is solid to liquid, freezing is liquid to solid, evaporation and boiling are liquid to gas. Condensation is gas to liquid. Sublimation is solid directly to gas. That one's higher tier only. One crucial point. During any change of state, mass is conserved. The number of particles doesn't change. They just rearrange. So the mass before and after a state change is identical. Examiners award a mark for stating that mass is conserved because the number of particles remains unchanged. Now let's do density. The formula is density equals mass divided by volume. Written as rho equals m over v, density is measured in kilograms per cubic meter, kilogram per m cubed, or grams per cubic centimeter, g per centimeter cubed. The key skill here is unit conversion. If a question gives you mass in grams and volume in cubic centimeters, you need to convert before substituting into the formula, unless the question explicitly says you can use g per centimeter cubed. To convert grams to kilograms, divide by 1,000. To convert cubic centimeters to cubic meters, divide by 1 million. That's because 1 cubic meter equals 1 million cubic centimeters. Generally, solids have the highest density. Liquids are slightly less dense, and gases are far less dense. Water is a useful reference point. Its density is 1,000 kilograms per cubic meter, or 1 gram per cubic centimeter. Right, exam tips, time. These are the things that separate the candidates who get full marks from those who drop one or two frustrating marks. Tip one, liquid particles are closely packed. I cannot stress this enough. Every year, candidates write that liquid particles are spread out or far apart. They're not. They're closely packed, just in an irregular arrangement, not a regular one, like a solid. Examiners will not award the mark if you say they're far apart. Tip two, on a heating curve, the flat section means potential energy is increasing, not kinetic energy. Temperature is constant, so kinetic energy is constant. The energy goes into breaking bonds. Always use the phrase breaking intermolecular bonds. That's the language examiners are looking for. Tip three, don't confuse specific heat capacity with specific latent heat. Specific heat capacity is the energy needed to change the temperature of a substance. It's about the sloping sections of the heating curve. Specific latent heat is the energy needed to change the state. It's about the flat sections. They have different formulas and different units. Getting these mixed up is one of the most common errors in paper one. Tip four, for density calculations, always show your unit conversion as a separate step. Write it out explicitly. Examiners can award a mark for correct substitution even if your final answer is wrong, but only if they can see you're working. Tip five. For 6-mark extended response questions about density practicals, structure your answer sequentially. Measure mass using a balance, measure volume using a displacement ken, or by calculating from dimensions, then calculate density using the formula. Examiners are looking for a logical sequence, not just a list of equipment. Quiz time. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one. What is the definition of internal energy? Internal energy is the sum of the total kinetic energy and potential energy of all the particles in a system. Question two. On a heating curve, what is happening to particle energy during the flat section? Potential energy is increasing as intermolecular bonds are broken. Kinetic energy stays constant. Question three. What is the formula for density? Density equals mass divided by volume. Rho equals m over v. Question four. How are particles arranged in a liquid? Closely packed in an irregular arrangement. They can flow and slide past each other. Question five. Why is mass conserved during a change of state? Because the number of particles remains unchanged, they just rearrange. Brilliant work getting through this episode. Let's do a lightning summary of the 5 things you absolutely must take away. One, the 3 states differ in particle arrangement, movement, and the strength of intermolecular forces. Two, internal energy equals total kinetic energy plus total potential energy of all particles. Three, rising temperature means increasing kinetic energy. Changing state means increasing potential energy. Bonds are breaking. Four, density equals mass over volume. Always convert to kilograms and cubic meters first. Five, liquid particles are closely packed, not far apart. Gas particles move in random directions with a range of speeds. If you can nail those 5 points, you are well on your way to full marks on this topic. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.